Guys, welcome to this week's Top 5. I am your old friend, Bentley.
Hi, I'm Michelle. Glad to see you guys again.
Hello, my dear audiences. This is Wen. Sorry for being absent last time. Really miss you all.
Yeah, we all miss you too. So this time you need to share better songs with us.
Of course. You know, the weather these days is really terrible. Therefore, I'm gonna share with you some soothing songs which could bring all of us warmth and comfort.
Yeah, it's really freezing these days, so what would be the first song?
The first song is Half the World Away from a Norwegian girl, Aurora.
Oh, I know her, a genius girl. Her voice is really beautiful and warm, which could even melt the ice in Norway.
Wow, sounds amazing. But sorry, I still don't know who she is.
Aurora is an 18-year-old girl. She's very talented at music. She began her piano career 12 years ago, and she wrote her own songs since she was 10 years old.
Yeah, and the American fashion magazine V said, she's just like the mythical lights of the north. An amazing female singer. In fact, this is a cover song by Oasis, but different style, you know?
Really? Guess the song must be touching. Hey, I can't wait. Let's enjoy the song Half the World Away.
And if I could leave this spirit, find me a hole and I'll live in it. And I can feel the warning signs running around my mind. So here I go, I'm still thrashing around in the same old hole. My body is young, but my mind is very old.
Oh yes, the song really melts my heart and definitely brings me warmth during this cold winter.
Hey, guess the next song will move you even deeper. Die a Happy Man from Thomas Rhett, a country music singer.
Well, I guess you'd hear millions of bachelor's hearts.
Why?
This song, Die Happy Man, is just like a love letter Thomas wrote to his wife. Every word and every note of this song is full of love, and you could feel how happy they are.
Yes, in the music video, the singer and his wife live beside the sea. They dance, sing, ride horses, and swim together. Oh, when can I meet my sweetheart?
Hey, trust me. All of us will find our true love one day, okay? Now, let's have a taste of Thomas' happy life. Die a happy man. And best wishes for every bachelor.
That all I need in this life is your crazy love. If I never get to see the northern lights, or if I never get to see the Eiffel Tower at night, with all I got is your hand in my hand, baby, I could die a happy man. A happy man, baby. Baby, that red dress brings me to my knees. Oh, but
God, what a happy life. I also want to die like a happy man.
Guess you will. So, Michelle, do you have any song recommendation?
Yes, recently I heard a song from Justin Bieber, Love Yourself.
Oh, that cool guy. To be honest, he ought to be more modest, as he always say something that would hurt others. But I love his songs.
Yes, you're right, but I think he's becoming a man. Hope he is not a rebellious boy anymore.
But some people think his rebellion image is what makes him success. Rebellious, but show deep love towards his family and fans. This boy is really complicated.
Well, let's come to the song. What's it about?
According to the lyrics, Bieber just ended a bad relationship, and his ex-girlfriend made a fool of him and leave him brokenhearted. But all in all, he's Justin Bieber, the superstar that got strong determination and courage. Definitely the song he wrote. And baby, I'm moving on and I think you should be something. I don't want to hold back, maybe you should know that.
Wow, so cool. Sometimes singer wrote songs to express their bad feelings, but for me, beautiful rhythm is enough.
Totally agree with Bentley. Coming next, Love Yourself from Justin Bieber, and hope Bieber will be a better man in the future.
And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, try to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still
not bad, and hope that he will find his true love like Thomas, the singer that we just mentioned.
Well, I'm sure he will. So, Ben, it's your turn. Time to share your song list.
Wow, you better get ready for this. The song I'm gonna recommend is Broken Arrows from Zac Brown and Avicii.
Broken Arrow, it reminds me of athletes.
Hey, in fact, you got the point. The song is written for a high jump athlete named Dick Fosbury, who won a gold medal at the 1968 Olympics in high jump.
Why do they write a song for him? Is there any story?
Of course, Dick Fosbury is addicted to alcohol, and he had a bad time in his sport career. He failed many times in many competitions. However, inspired by his daughter, he created a new kind of method to jump, and he finally won the gold medal.
What a touching story. Have you ever heard of this song, Michelle?
Yep, I'm a big fan of Avicii, and when I heard this song, I totally want to dance to the rhythm. Strong drum beat and powerful voice make listeners feel cheer up. It's really an exciting piece.
Really? I want to feel it immediately. Turn the volume up.
I see the hope in your heart. And sometimes you lose, and sometimes you're shooting broken arrows in the dark. But I see the hope in your heart.
The last song is Close Your Eyes from Rose, a British singer. He's not very popular, and you can get very little information about him on the internet.
But I think it's interesting. Sometimes you find a new singer who is then not popular. You'd feel like you found an undigged good mine.
Same feeling. I really look forward to find new voices which can cheer me up and make me feel refreshed. Different voice could bring you brand new experiences.
Yes, Rose has a great voice, and he showcased his angelic voice through this song too. I'm addicted to it at the very first moment I heard it.
Wow, it aroused my curiosity. I can't wait. Let's enjoy it. Amazing. I'm gonna download this song soon.
Sure, this is really a great piece. And this is all for this week's Top 5. I'm Michelle.
I'm Wen.
And I am Bentley. Hope the songs we recommended this week brought you warmth in this winter. See you guys next week.
Bye.
Just stay by my side, and I will hold on.
Welcome to This Week's Shower of the Day. Our host, Naomi.
Hi, my dearest listeners. I'm Katniss. Last week, we enjoyed some electronic music, which made me feel full of energy. This week, let's have something fresh.
Something fresh? What about country music?
Well, country music's a good choice, but you know I'm gonna say that Taylor Swift is not the only country singer, for God's sake.
Exactly. When we talk about country music, I bet that most of our listeners will think about Taylor Swift. But after today's show, I'm pretty sure that all of us will have a better understanding of country music.
Yeah, so the first song I'm going to recommend is a song called Boys Round Here, sung by Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton? Is he one of the judges of The Voice?
Yep, that's him. Blake is a really talented country singer whose first album was released when he's only 16 and soon got a huge success. Now he's 39 years old, but he's still popular among country singer lovers. He never regarded his music career as a tool to make money. Enjoying his music as well as his life is the most important thing for him. Now let's enjoy the glamour of country music.
Drinking that ice cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks, running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The boys around here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no shit. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco, spit.
I guess I'm going to fall in love with country music after today's show.
Me too. Alright, now that you have recommended a song from Blake, I'm going to recommend a song sung by one of his students and the champion of the third season Voice as well. Her name is Cassidy Pope, and the song is called Over You.
Oh, is this song written by Blake Shelton? I heard that he wrote this song in memory of his brother. Without further ado, let's enjoy this sorrowful song together.
Your feet start clapping, got a real good feeling, something bad about to happen. Hold up to the chest.
There are also a lot of excellent country singers, such as Miranda Lambert,
the ex-wife of Blake Shelton and the prize winner of Grammy Awards Best Female Country Singer,
Carrie Underwood,
one of the most successful champions of American Idol.
Yeah, and our background music now is sung by Miranda and Carrie, Something Bad. All for today's Shower of the Day. I'm Naomi.
I'm Katniss.
See you next week.
Bye.
You shout hello, I can't hear a word you say. I'm talking loud, not saying much. I'm criticized, but all your bullets ricochet.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's Inglewood. I'm Elsa.
I'm William.
And I'm Francesca.
How's your week, guys? Ready to listen to great songs from great singers?
Oh, I'm ready.
Today I brought a singer called Madeline Bailey. She's a very beautiful blonde girl with a thin but also strong high voice.
I heard about her a lot as she's very famous in YouTube, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. Let me tell her about a little more. She covers other singers' songs and she is born in America, Wisconsin, 1992, September the 2nd. You know what? Her birthday is same as me. That's why I'm also good at singing.
Oh, stop it, Francesca. I want to hear her song first.
Okay, the first song will be Titanium by David Guetta.
Ghost town, haunted love. Raise your voice, but sticks and stones may break my bones. I'm talking loud, not saying much. I'm bulletproof, nothing to lose. Fire away, ricochet. Take your aim, fire away. Shoot me down, but I won't fall. I'm titanium.
So much like Sia, who actually covered the original Titanium. I was like, oh my god, when I heard her powerful voice.
And you know what, William? She has blonde hair and beautiful colored eyes.
Oh really? As I know, she has thousands and millions of not only boy, but also girl fans all around the world. Also, a lot of fans in Korea too. Right, Francesca?
Yeah, right. You guys know what? She's actually as famous as Max Schneider and Sam Sui. And the amazing thing is that she was a nurse before working as a singer-songwriter.
Wow, that's amazing. Oh, the next song is
When I Was Your Man by Bruno Mars.
When our friends talk about you, all it does is just tear me down. My heart breaks a little when I hear your name. It all just sounds like
She's a real almighty. Not only she covered female singers, but also covered male singer songs. And it sounds beautiful. Now I'm more into her.
I know, she knows how to deliver the feelings that original song has inside, isn't it? For example, this song was pretty sad, right?
Yes, girl, you said it right. Oh, I feel sad after listening to this song.
Missing your ex?
Well, I don't know. Now let's get to the next song. It's The Stay With Me by Sam Smith. It has been a real hit in the YouTube fans. The original song is so famous that there is no one who doesn't know this song, right?
I think everyone has their own stories related to this song, Stay With Me.
Yeah, you said it, William. I agree. Oh, today's songs are getting more emotional, but her voice is still beautiful. Let's listen then.
Love it, that you'll see.
Now it's time to go. Thank you for staying with us, my listeners.
Oh, I want to listen to her songs more.
Time to say goodbye, friend. See you guys next week.
Bye.
This is Hot Minute.
Hot off the press, I'm Marita.
I'm Joey. On a cold winter day like this, how do you feel, Marita?
I guess snow has witnessed a little crazy girl wandering in our campus. Yeah, I mean, that's me. And that's exactly how I react to the snow. You know, a girl from the south seldom sees snow. I just can't help it.
Yeah, I get it. South Scale in West Wing saw heavy snow. You can't be more delighted.
Mm-hmm. It's so freaky cold that it's totally beyond my imagination. While the freezing weather outside gives me a chill down my spine, I'm so grateful that we could be here and share some hot news together.
To warm up, let me read what Charlie Puth said on Twitter.
Charlie Puth? Oh, that's you again, boy?
Yeah, you're right, but I'm not going to talk about the song. Back to our topic. He posted on Twitter that before the beginnings, we are just friends. So happy to perform with Megan tonight. Thank you for the love, everybody.
Well, wait, I know that. I watched him performing Marvin Gaye with Megan on AMA, and they kissed in front of thousands of people for, like, more than 10 seconds. Just gives me a shock.
A shock to a lot of people, I guess. And I remember seeing some audience standing up and staring because they couldn't take their eyes off them. And that got me laughing like crazy.
Yeah, even makes me want to have a crush on somebody. Haha, just kidding. But that's really sweet.
That's a pity. We don't know for sure if they're really in the relationship or not. Mystery again. The same to the Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez. Before the AMA, it is said that they wished to sit together at the Music Award ceremony, and their pictures circulated online that showed them hanging out in a very close state.
No wonder I saw them wearing clothes of a resembled color. After all these years being together and apart, I wish them best. Hope they cherish each other if they find so much in common. Love is not that easy, just don't let it go.
All those almost love affairs, I must say the hostess, Jennifer Lopez, is shiny. Every dress so dreamy and eye-catching.
There's no doubt that AMA is a starry night with so many singers dressed up in all kinds of styles. Even the dresses convey melodies. I saw so many celebrities like the Vampire Diaries girl Nina and Demi Lovato. The only upset thing for me is that I didn't see Taylor Swift on AMA. I miss her so much.
Well, lucky we didn't miss One Direction. They released their new album Made in the AM recently. And they certainly live up to our expectations. But I'm gonna call Rihanna Miss Late. I've been looking forward to her new songs for a long time. But due to her busy schedule, she cancelled the Victoria's Secret show. Instead, Ellie Goulding and Selena Gomez joining.
Sorry that we could not see Rihanna and Taylor in the Victoria's Secret show. But the show is still worth watching and being hot as always.
Well, that's all for today's Hot Minute. I'm Joey.
Amrita, do you feel hot and energetic as I do? If you do, just keep following us in Hot Minute.
See you next time!
Welcome to TGIT, Thank God It's Tuesday, where we will bring you some great songs to get through the boring night.
Hello, I'm Finn.
This is Annie.
Hey Joey, I heard you go to bar with Francisca last week. How was it?
Yeah, I saw the photos. That place looked really great.
You know what? We spent all the night there listening to the live performance. You guys should come with us next time.
I really want to hang out all night, but the weather and my sleepiness.
It's okay because first song is of the night from Basile. Maybe you can get some feelings from it.
Basile is an English indie pop band formed in 2010. It began as a solo project by singer-songwriter Dan Smith, who later decided to form a band.
So, what are we waiting for?
After this song, I really want to introduce another one for those who are too lazy going outside.
You mean someone who sits next to us, haha.
Alright, I give up. So, what is the next song, Annie?
It's called Younger by Sonobo Say, remixed by Kygo. Say is a Swedish recording artist and songwriter.
I don't know her before. Can you give me some information?
Sure, Say is inspired musically by artists such as Alicia Keys and Beyoncé early on in life. She grew up in Halmstad, Sweden, surrounded by artistry and creativity. Her father was a renowned musician in the Gambia and Senegal, West Africa.
Her daddy is an artist too. No wonder she's so talented. Shall we start, ladies?
Australian band. I think their name is really cool, called High Highs.
They're an indie rock band from Sydney, Australia, formed by Jack Mills and Ollie Chan in 2010. The band's music has been featured in various films and advertisements.
And the song we're going to share with you is Open Season, featuring in major commercials for Amazon Kindle and Pacifico Beer. It also featured in the 2012 comedy film Pitch Perfect.
Wow, it sounds like a popular song. Let's start it.
Thank you.
Okay, time flies. It's time for our last song. What's the name, Annie?
Last week, I watched a movie, My Blueberry Nights, and I'm going to recommend a song from the movie, The Story by Norah Jones.
I love Joan. She's the queen of jazz music. She has won numerous awards and has sold more than 50 million albums worldwide.
I also like that movie. It starred on Norah Jones and Jude Law. What's more, it was directed by a Hong Kong director, Wong Kar-wai.
Agreed. And Jude Law has much more hits than he does, haha.
Come on, mean girl. He's still handsome in my heart.
Hey, let's focus on music, okay?
Goodbye. Don't forget to tune in next week.
Wish you guys have a great night.
See you.
See ya.
The stories have all been told before. But if you don't try, the light won't hit your
this week's Sea Countdown. Hope you enjoy it. Every Tuesday night, Music Fest is waiting for you. I'm Naomi. See you next week. Bye.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。